It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, baby, Lord, have mercy. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you, welcoming you to a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight podcast. During the next hour, we're going to hear 8 versions of the classic tune Midnight Special, all competing for the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight. Plus, we're going to take a look at several songs that were recorded on this day in rock and roll history. But let's get right into the show, baby. This week featuring the classic folk tune Midnight Special. Nobody really knows where this song originates from. It's the story of a prisoner longing to get out of his cell. Every night he's reminded that freedom just lies right outside the walls of the prison as he watches the light from the midnight special train roll on by the prison. There are many different versions of these lyrics, but it was Howard Odum that first wrote them down in 1905. The first time that it actually appeared on record was an OK 78 from 1926. It was called Pistol Pete's Midnight Special, and it was by Dave Pistol Pete Cottrell, backed up by McGinty's Oklahoma Cowboy Band. Thanks to Bob Moak, I was able to dig up this original 78. It's not in competition this week, but let's listen to the first recording of Midnight Special. This is the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring. Go on marching to the table and have the same old thing. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder comes my woman. How do you know? I can tell her by her apron and the dress she wore, an umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. I'm marching down to the captain, he says, I want my man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. I never had the blues, so in all my life before. Then when my baby left me at the jailhouse door, oh, she left me crying, the tears rolled down her face. Says, I'd rather see you dead, boy, than in this place. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me. Now, Mr. McGinty, the good man, but he's run away now with the cowboy band. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me. Now Otto Gray, he's a Stillwater man, but he's manager now of our cowboy band. Let the midnight special shine her light on me. Let the midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me. When you go to the city, boys, you better have the tail, or the law, they'll arrest you, and they'll put you in jail. The judge, he'll fine you, they'll shake you down. If you haven't got the money, boys, you're jailhouse bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. If you've got a good man, woman, you better keep him at home. For for those pretty women won't leave him alone. They'll paint and powder, they sure look swell. And the first thing you know, woman, your man's gone to sing and let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me.
Dave Cottrell and McGinty's Oklahoma Cowboy Band off OK Records from 1926. Wow, what an amazing version of the song. It's got different lyrics. You can hear the personal lyrics that were inserted by Pistol Pete involving McGinty and Otto Gray, who was also in the band. They would record another version of that song in March of 1929 as Otto Gray and the Oklahoma Cowboys. They would be using the traditional lyrics, taking out all that McGinty and Otto Gray stuff. But the guy who really established this tune with its traditional lyrics was Leadbelly. He cut the song in 1934 for Alan Lomax in the Library of Congress. This one is in competition, whereas the original one you just heard by Dave Cottrell is not in competition. So, Leadbelly will be competing with his 1934 version of Midnight Special, as will the following version from Tiny Grimes off Atlantic from 1948, a song that hit number 12 on the rhythm and blues charts. Tiny was a guitarist and one of the first artists that Ahmet Erdogan and Herb Abramson signed to their brand new label, Atlantic Records. Before Atlantic, Tiny Grimes was in Art Tatum's band playing guitar. After Grimes' 1948 version of Midnight Special, we're going to go into the Weavers' classic 1952 folk version of the song Midnight Special. It hit number 30 on the pop charts and was released on the Vanguard label. So listen up, cats and kittens. Here starts the Friday Night Catfight competition over the tune Midnight Special. We're going to start with Leadbelly, move into Tiny Grimes' instrumental, and then finish up with the Weavers. After the Weavers, we'll get into the rock and roll era. But now, for your voting consideration and hopefully your listening pleasure, here's Leadbelly with Midnight Special.
Yon come a miserable lad, kind of what do you know? Well, I know about a bar, and it's just she wore Amarella on the shoulder, feed the paper in her hand. Well, I'm going in at the governor, he's trying to lose a moment, let the midnight special shine your light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven-loving light on me. When I get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, over marching to the table, need the same old thing. Not the talker on the table, there's nothing in my pants. Never said a thing about it, have trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. And you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Bass and Bronco will arrest you, Payton and Boone will take you down, or the judge will sentence you, penitentiary bound. Let the midnight special shine your light on. Let the midnight special shine every loving light on me. Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping, it is a whole round world, and she brought it in the morning, there's a wild old day. and she brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, whooping, hollering, and crying. Then I began to worry by the great long time. Let the midnight special shine your light on me. Let the midnight special shine the end of a light on me.
The ding-dong ring, and you go marching to the table. You see the same old thing, well, it's on the table. A knife, a fork, and a pan. If you say anything about it, you're in trouble with the man.
Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Well, if you ever go to Houston, man, you better walk right. And you had better not stagger, and you better not fight, because the sheriff will arrest you. He's gonna take you down, and when the jury finds you guilty, your penitentiary bound.
Oh,
light on me.
On me.
Oh, let the midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me.
Well, yonder comes Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? Well, I know her by her apron and the dress she wore, an umbrella on her shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. She goes a-marching to the captain. She says, I want my man. Oh, let the midnight
special shine her light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me.
Ever-loving light on me.
The Weavers from 1952 with the folk classic Midnight Special. We're listening to several different versions of the song. Actually, we're listening to 8 different versions of Midnight Special this week, but only 7 of them will be up for your votes. Only 7 will be in competition. Now, this next tune is the first time that the Midnight Special made the rock and roll scene. Big Joe Turner cut it for Atlantic in 1957. We're going to hear his version of Midnight Special. He actually called it Midnight Special Train. Then we're going to move into Paul Evans' hit version from 1960. His was released on the Guaranteed label. So let's hear Big Joe and then Paul Evans. It's Midnight Special, this week on the Friday Night Catfight Show.
Shine a light on me. Shine a light on me.
Yonder goes my baby. Tell me, how do you know? I can tell by the apron and the dress that she wore. Umbrella on the shoulder. Yellow ribbon in her hair. When the train's in the station, I'm gonna be right there. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Shine a light on me.
Got a picture in my pocket. Got a loving on my mind. I love that baby. She's the kissing kind. When my baby left me, she's on the Santa Fe. But the midnight special, bring her back to me.
Let the midnight special.
Wake up in the morning, boy. You hear the ding-dong ring. Then you look upon the table, boy. You see the same darn thing. You find no food upon the table, boy. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Midnight special, shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Well, yonder comes Miss Rosie, boy. How in the world do you know? By the way she wears her apron, boy, and the clothes she wore, the umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Will she come to see the governor? She wants to free her man. And the midnight special, shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Now if you're ever in Houston, boy, well, you better do right. Hey, you better not gamble, boy, and you better not fight, for the sheriff will grab you and the boys will pull you down. And the next thing you know, boy, you're prison bound. And the midnight special, shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me.
Paul Evans from 1960. That was the follow-up to his biggest hit, Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat. What a difference a song makes, huh? He would follow that one up with Happy-Go-Lucky Me. Man, I'll tell you, if you look at the Paul Evans canon, Midnight Special doesn't seem to fit with the rest of them. But man, he did a good job with that, and it hit number 16 on the charts. Before that, Big Joe Turner burning it up from 1957 with his Midnight Special Train. Now, we've only got two versions of Midnight Special left for your consideration. First, Johnny Rivers off Imperial from 1965, song that hit number 20, and then we're going to finish it up with Creedence Clearwater Revival off Fantasy, their album Willie and the Poor Boys from 1969. They do a great job too. So listen to these final two and then decide which version of Midnight Special you dig the most and go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com. Voice your choice and vote for the one you truly dig the most. Here's Johnny Rivers.
You get up in the morning, you hear the ding-dong ring. Now you look up on a table, you see the same darn thing. You find no food up on a table, no fork up in the pan. But if you say a thing about it, you'll be in trouble with the man. I left a midnight special, shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Now if you ever in a Houston, oh, you better walk right. Oh, you better not gamble, boy, I say you better not fight. Well, out of sheriff he'll grab you and the boys will pull you down. And then before you know it, you're penitentiary bound. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Ooh, let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Miss Lucy, how in the world do you know? I can tell by her apron and by the clothes she wore. An umbrella on her shoulder, she got a paper in her hand. She gonna see the warden to try to be her man. So let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. I said, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me.
Work bell march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? By the way she wears an apron and the clothes she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She come to see the governor. She want to free her.
From 1969, from their LP, Willie and the Poor Boys. And before that, full of that whiskey a go go sound, Johnny Rivers in his version of Midnight Special. Now it's up to you, cats and kittens. Which one do you dig the most? Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote for either Lead Belly from 1934, Tiny Grimes from 48, The Weavers from 52, Big Joe Turner from 57, Paul Evans in 1960, Johnny Rivers in 65, or CCR in 69. FridayNightCatFight.com, baby. That's where you're going to vote for the one you truly dig the most. This is the Friday Night Cat Fight radio show. I'm your host, Matt the Cat, your host and furry leader, that is. Now we're going to go back to some classic tunes that were actually recorded on this day in rock and roll history. First up is that crazy Canadian Paul Anka, who recorded his first big hit, Diana, on this day, the 21st of May in 1957. Here he is, Paul Paul Anka with Diana on the Friday Night Catfight Show.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never part. Oh, please stay with me, Diana.
Summer of 1962, it actually topped out at number 9 on the charts. That was recorded on this day in 1962 for Dee Dee Sharp. She wants gravy for her mashed potatoes, baby. And before that, Paul Anka with a song he wrote for a girl he barely knew but used to see all the time in church. It's often been said he wrote that about his babysitter, but Paul Anka came out in 2005 and said that that wasn't true at all. And I believe him, too. That was Paul Anka's breakthrough hit. Well, this next tune was Stevie Wonder's breakthrough hit. At the time, he was known as Little Stevie Wonder. And on May 21st, 1963, he cut this live at the Regal Theater in Chicago. It would go on to become a number one hit, or at least part two would be a number one hit. This is Fingertips, going to play part one and part two for you cats and kittens right here on the Friday Night Cat Fight Show.
Now I'm gonna do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you wanna do.
Thank you.
time. So if you want me to, if you want me to, I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time. Until I come back, just a one more time when I come back. So goodbye.
And burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. Can almost taste the hot dogs and French fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
The Drifters, recorded on this day in 1964, it would hit number 4 on the charts during the summer of 64. And what song gets you more in the mood for summer than that one, huh? I know when Yum Yum hears that song, he drifts back to the summer of 64, lying under the boardwalk at Coney Island in Brooklyn, and doing things he probably shouldn't be thinking about. And before that, Stevie Wonder's massive number one hit from the summer of 1963, featuring Marvin Gaye on drums, believe it or not. Hey, if you'd like to get a complete playlist of this show, featuring links to Amazon.com in case you want to purchase any of the CDs you hear on the show, All you got to do is subscribe to my weekly email newsletter, Prowling with Matt the Cat. It's so easy to subscribe. All you got to do is go to my homepage, www.mattthecat.com, and it's right there at the bottom of the homepage. Just fill in those fields, hit submit, and you will be on the list, and you'll receive playlists of this show, plus exclusive audio and a bunch of news and stuff that you just won't find anywhere else. You'll get that every week from me, Matt the Cat. So sign up today if you're not already on the list. These next two songs are related. Both songs feature Curtis Mayfield. The first one was recorded in 1961. It's after Jerry Butler left the Impressions. Now remember, Jerry Butler emerged on the scene in 1958 singing Your Precious Love. He was backed up by the Impressions on that record and a few other records. Curtis Mayfield was a member of the Impressions. And even though Jerry and Curtis weren't technically working together anymore, they were still writing songs together. And on this record, I'm Telling You, you can hear Curtis Mayfield harmonizing with Jerry Butler. But the Impressions aren't backing him up on this track. We're going to follow that one up with an Impressions record off ABC Paramount from 1963, Talking About My Baby. Here's some classic soul on the Friday Night Cat Fight Show.
I'm a telling you, oh, I'm a telling you, I'm a telling you. I'm telling you, I go to work, I try real hard to do my job, but before the day is gone, I find out I've done something wrong. I'm telling you, oh, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, oh, I'm telling you, days are getting longer and mine. Nights are getting shorter and my way gets darker and my work gets harder now. When I get home, the wife is mad. The little girl, she's feeling bad. Little Junior, he's got the blues. Says he needs a pair of baseball shoes. I'm a telling you, oh, I'm a telling you, I'm a telling you, yeah, I'm a telling you. Days are getting longer and my nights are getting shorter and my way gets darker and my work gets harder now. And everything that I do, I'm trying to make one dream come true. And maybe someday, Lord, I'll find satisfaction and peace of mind. Whoa. I'm a telling you, yeah, I'm a telling you, I'm a telling you, whoa, I'm a telling you. Days are getting longer and my nights are getting shorter and my way gets darker and my work gets harder now.
Talk about my baby,
yeah, yeah,
with her pretty smile,
yeah, yeah.
She's about to drive me crazy,
yeah, yeah.
Makes my heart beat wild. So everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Talk about my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
She does the walk real nice.
Yeah, yeah. There's no questions about maybe. For her, I'd make it a sacrifice. So everybody say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She walks that walk, I can't help but feel. she's for real. And when she talks that talk, I can't quite explain just how I feel. Talking about my baby.
I wanna talk about my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
To me she's everything.
Yeah, yeah. She might fuss and call you lazy, but to her I'm still the king. So everybody say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Memory Lane Concert Cruises proudly presents the greatest doo-wop cruise of all time. Aboard the Splendor, Carnival's newest and most innovative ship in the world. There has never been a cruise like this before that features Arlene Smith's Chantels, Johnny and Joe, the 16s, the Pentagons, and the Olympics. No other 7-day cruise has ever dared to offer you as many concerts as this one, including sock hops, jam sessions, hosted cocktail parties, and so much more. Also appearing is the Super Girls group, featuring the Hearts, the Janettes, the Cookies, and the Raindrops. Performances also include the Elgins, the Calvanes, and a special Sam Cooke tribute. On April 10th, 2011, we depart from Los Angeles, California on a 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise. Accommodations start at just $6.99 per person plus taxes and port charges. So call 1-800-301-9673 or go online at memorylaneconcertcruises.com. Reserve your cabin today. Space is limited and these cabins are selling out quickly. So call 1-800-301-9673. That's 1-800-301-9673. You don't want to miss this boat. And the Chantels, their first single for the End label in late 1957, He's Gone. It's 53 years later. It's going to be 54 years later by the time the cruise rolls around next April 2010. So basically, 54 years after that song was recorded, you can hear Arlene Smith sing that song on our cruise. It leaves the port of Los Angeles on April 10th, 2011. Cabins are still available. Prices will be going up, but we've got the prices locked in right now. And we're running out of those VIP packages, so please, if you're going to come on the ship, you may as well sign up now and get that VIP package and get your chance to sit up close and also get that free upgrade. And you can get that for a very small down payment. So go to memorylaneconcertcruises.com for more information. And call Montrose Travel at 1-800-301-9673. Tell them Matt the Cat sent you and you want the VIP packages and you want to go on this oldies but goodies doo-wop cruise. I'm the MC, so don't miss it. Well, I can't believe we're getting close to the end of another Friday Night Cat Fight radio show. We got time for just one more record, and I'm going to make this a great one. It's the first release for Robert and Johnny on the Old Town label, 1956, and the beautiful song, I Believe in You. Robert and Johnny on the Friday Night Cat Fight. That's going to do it for another Friday Night Cat Fight show. I hope you enjoyed the program. Don't forget to vote for your favorite version of Midnight Special. Is it going to be Lead Belly, Tiny Grimes, The Weavers, Big Joe Turner, Paul Evans, Johnny Rivers, or Creedence Clearwater Revival? Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. Also, I'm hosting a brand new rhythm and blues show called Juke in the Back. It's like my old Harlem shows from the old XM days. For more information on Juke in the Back and how you can hear the show, go to www.jukeintheback.org. Feel free to email me anytime, mattthecat@mattthecat.com. And of course, you can always visit mattthecat.com for the latest information and for my blog entries. Wow. I guess I'm living on the web these days, aren't I? Well, listen, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Remember to keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. I will catch you on the flip side next week for a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.